Joining me in the studio this morning, two special guests. Susan Michaels is here. She's a dance caller from La Crescenta, California. And Dorothy Orbison, who is a... What are you, Dorothy? Just a fishing for cats?
Dance enthusiast person.
A dance enthusiast person here in some official capacity. I'm not sure what. We don't know.
We're not clear on that.
But anyway, good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And I guess we have a little time to talk before you're back to Keet Gushihin to work with your students there in the elementary school.
Yes, I'm here for 2 weeks as the artist in residence at the school, and I get to see every student between second and fifth grade, where I think that's 418 kids, and we're dancing together and learning about the wonderful barn dances and historical dances that I love.
Yeah, I've been to many of the contra dances in Sitka, and there's never been any of them that hasn't been just a total hoot. The kids must be just eating this up.
Well, you know, I am the luckiest woman on the planet because I get to come into the school and I say to the children, do you know why I'm here? And a few of them will say, are you going to teach us how to dance? And I say, no, you already know how to dance. I'm going to show you some really cool dances that you've never done before. And then I get to jump around for 2 weeks. It's the best.
And Dorothy, this 2 weeks of workshops in the elementary school is going to culminate in a community event on the 24th.
That's correct. Barn dance at the Centennial Building on the 24th. We're starting at 6:30, so the youngest of the young can still be awake at that time.
Are there going to be hay bales and gingham dresses and stuff?
Well, if anybody wants to wear their gingham, they're more than welcome, but it's certainly not required, and I don't know where we'd find some hay bales. But yeah, we just have lots of room for people to come have fun.
Okay, we'll work it out somehow.
Yeah.
So, Susan... I was looking at your website, your very detailed website, and I wasn't surprised to see the family dance calling aspect of it. But you're also, I guess, your main career has been as a television writer down in L.A. And here you are up on an island in the Pacific now, calling dances. What's the draw the connection for us between TV and dance calling now?
Well, I am a bit of a rare bird. You are right. I walk in two worlds. I walk in that crazy L.A. cutthroat TV world, and I also love dancing. But if you think about the kind of writing that I do, it actually makes sense because I write nonfiction. I write mostly history for the History Channel, and I'm working on a Discovery project right now. And my job is to bring history to people in a way that's accessible and that they can understand and that's entertaining. And in a way, that's exactly what I do in the classroom and at community dances, is I'm taking old dances, historical dances, and I'm bringing them alive. I'm keeping them alive in a lot of ways. So even though the two worlds are completely opposite and the people that I encounter in my TV life are always looking at me like, what do you do? What is that kind of dancing? And then when I come into my dancing tribe, they say, you write for TV? I don't even watch TV. So even though they don't get it, I get it. I get it. My life makes sense to me.
And I guess that's the only audience that really matters, right? For all.
And the Sitka audience is listening to me right now.
But was there something in your television writing career? And I looked at your credits. I mean, you've written a lot of stuff for the History Channel and things. Did you ever write a documentary about American folk dancing that just brought you into this art form and never let you go?
I'd like to say that that was true. However, I cannot convince anybody in the TV world to let me make a documentary about what I love so much in the dancing world. No, I came to dancing because my husband started playing the fiddle. And he was really into old-time music. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he's going to jams and music parties and dances to play, and I'm not seeing him. And I thought, well, you know what? I better find something in this world that I can do so that I can, you know, keep my marriage alive.
Right.
Is this too deep for this early in the morning? Okay, good. And so I tried playing an instrument, but I was terrible. I just am not very good at playing instruments. And I went to a dance, and I watched the caller, and it just hit me. I can do that. because I've always been a ham, but I've always been super self-conscious. And here was an opportunity to be on stage and perform, but no one is looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started. Then once I started calling, and once I started learning dances and learning about the history of the dancing, that's when I started to hook into the deeper meaning behind it. And once I understood what dancing really meant, what the power of holding hands in a circle is, then I had to share it with children. That was just a must do.
So when did you sort of have this? When did you and your husband sort of become involved in this? Is it recent or is it?
I started calling dances in 1989.
Okay.
So it's been a while. It's been a while. But definitely, you know, I'd already had my TV career, and I definitely was already working as a writer when the calling thing started.
Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of a sustained passion for
you.
Oh,
yeah.
And on your website, you say that you personally are a klutz and don't dance it. Well, how's the dancing coming?
Well, you know, I'm improving.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. And I think the fact that my own personal experiences as a kid were pretty much the dancing was horrible, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it. I think it's like a lot of people. You know, you had that sort of junior high school gym teacher that forced you to hold hands with people and didn't really talk about courtesy and being kind to each other. And so I have a lot of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also allows me to work with the kids really effectively because I know what it feels like to not be picked.
Right.
And I bring that into the classroom every day. And I think also the fact that I'm not a great singer and I'm not like a super great dancer is comforting to everybody mm-hmm. because this kind of dancing is for everybody. It's not dancing with the stars. It's just dancing together.
Dancing with the people. Dorothy, what do you think is going to be the difference between the barn dance on the 24th and the kind of contra dance that occurs here every
month?
Every month.
Well, we'll have Fishing for Cats. We'll be providing live music, as Sitkins have grown to expect. What we're hoping is we'll have more families of the Keat-aged students. So that's partly why we're at the Centennial Building instead of Blatchley. We're expecting to need a little more room to fit all the bodies in there. And we're hoping the families will bring the older brothers and sisters and the younger brothers and sisters, as well as the Keat age students, so that all the generations can get involved.
Yeah, the students, it's I guess it's really exciting and interesting aspect of this because, you know, I'm no expert or anything, but I know that kids in elementary school, they're so... You know, their ability to, you know, learn languages is high. I think their ability to, you know, learn dancing must be extraordinary.
They're quick.
Yeah, the kind of growth that you see.
Oh, you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed. The adults are going to have a hard time keeping up with the kids at the barn dance.
I was just going to go there. It's like we have traditionally Fish and Forgets dances started, advertised the first hour for beginners and young dancers, and then tried to ramp it up a little bit as time goes on. those kids are picking it up. I just watched yesterday their first lesson, and in 30 minutes, we went from sort of 0 to 60 with some of those kids are really quick at picking up skills.
Hmm.
So well, I pretty much feel that there's nothing that a fourth and fifth grader can't learn
mm-hmm.
just as well as an adult. And so I just jump right in. And second and third, they're not far behind.
Right.
And each time we have the class, I do let them know we're going to be having a barn dance and to bring their families because I feel that they're going to want an opportunity to show everybody all the cool stuff that they learn.
Right. And there's something in the PSA card that I've been reading on the air that says parents of these students can drop by and watch you teach and maybe get involved in the dancing.
Oh, absolutely.
During the day.
Everyone is welcome in the classroom.
Okay.
I mean, I say that without actually having said anything to the principal, but
yes,
everything I do is I'd love to have as many parents as possible.
Okay. Well, we're not sure. We want to give credit to the Greater Sitka Arts Council for being involved in bringing you here, Susan, and you're going to be in the classroom for a couple of weeks at Keat Gushiheen and then the barn dance on the 24th. Harrigan Centennial Hall at 6:30. One last thing I picked up off your website. your brother is Al Michaels, of the sportscaster.
That just makes my life even weirder, doesn't it?
It is weirder. And your brother, Al Michaels, the sportscaster, has this deep, deep personal character flaw that you disclose on your
Would you say it's a character flaw?
It's some kind of flaw.
Is it a nutritional flaw? Are you referring to the fact he's never eaten a vegetable?
He's never eaten a vegetable.
Yeah, that's true.
How can the guy maintain that high intensity a career and never have eaten a piece of broccoli?
That's what I'd like to know. Okay. And I think we need to talk to some, you know, doctor somewhere, because he should get an award. Because how does a person
they
live without...
They should study him.
They should study
he's
him.
An experiment of
and
some
he's
sort.
Healthy, too. Right. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah. We don't have time to go into it, unfortunately, this morning, but I know that you're also into cooking, and you found a way to cook stuffing so you can slide vegetables in without Al's knowing it. And, of course, he's Alan to you. He's Al to the rest of the world, but Alan to you.
Okay, you know way too much about me now.
Like I said,
that's what you get for making a blog.
I read the blog. Susan Michaels, thanks very much for coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing your dancing, your love of dancing with our community for 2 weeks.
My pleasure.
Dorothy, thanks for, making this all, helping make this all come together.
Anytime.
And we'll see you on the 24th.
Definitely.